Congregation, de schriftgelezing voor tonight is in de Old Testament en de Nieuw Testament. In die Old Testament, de Book of Psalms, Psalm 102. En in de Nieuw Testament, de Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 1. Old Testament, Book of Psalms, Psalm 102. Nieuw Testament, Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 1. We hebben hier de Word of God. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me. Answer me speedily in the day when I call. For my days pass away like smoke, and my bones burn like a furnace. My heart is struck down like grass and has withered. I forget to eat my bread because of my loud groaning. My bones cling to my flesh. I am like a desert owl in the wilderness, like an owl of waste places. I lay awake. I am like a lonely sparrow on the housetop. All the day my enemies stung me. Those who deride me use my name for a curse. For I eat ashes like bread and mingle tears with my drink, because of your indignation and anger, for you have taken me up and thrown me down. My days are like an evening shadow, I wither away like grass. But you, O Lord, are enthroned forever. You are remembered throughout all generations. You will arise and have pity on Zion. It is the time to favor her. The appointed time has come, for your servants hold her stones dear and have pity on the dust. Nations will fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth will fear your glory. For the Lord builds up Zion. He appears in his glory. He regards the prayer of the destitute and does not despise their prayer. Let this be recorded for a generation to come, so that the people yet to be created may praise the Lord, that he looked down from his holy height. From heaven the Lord looked at the earth, to hear the groans of the prisoners, to set free those who were doomed to die, that they may declare in Zion the name of the Lord, and in Jerusalem his praise. And the people scattered together, and kingdoms to worship the Lord. He has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened my days. O my God, I say, take me not away in the midst of my days. You whose years endure throughout all generations. Of old you laid foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They all will wear out like a garment. You will change them like a robe, and they will pass away. But you are the same, and your years have no end. The children of your servant shall dwell secure. Their offspring shall be established before you. Hebrews chapter 1. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in this last day, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God, and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of majesty on high, having become as much superior to the angels as the name he inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today have I begotten you"? Or again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son"? And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." Of the angels, he says, he makes his angels a wind and his ministers a flame of fire. But of the sun, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond all your companions. And you, Lord, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will wear out like a garment, like a robe you will roll them up, like a garment they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end. And to which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies footstool for your feet? Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation? Thus far the reading of God's word. Friends, we live in a world that believes and that lives out and let us know nothing is permanent except change. Nothing will last forever. And we observe that on all levels in life, that we live in a world of constant flux. On a global level, countries change because of war or regime or government changes. On a society level, what was impossible to think 20, 30 years ago is now allowed, is now permitted. On a personal level, when you grow older, the decay of our bodies. And the psalmist in 102 says, my days are like a shadow that declines, and I am withered like grass. Times in our life that we change our mind, or that the relationships are coming and going. And unfortunately, I think also in our society, even in church life, in the congregation, many refuse to recognize this. And it can even cause an anxiety in life and a certain suffering in life, not coping or accepting that things that change. We are changeable. But we have read together from Psalm 102, God is unchangeable. We can say theologically that is one of his attributes, one of the features of God. He does not change. He is immutable. But what does that now mean? I mean, what does it mean for you? For me? How does that now function? In this week, in your and my life, not a theological concept of the divine immutability, but to know personally, head and heart, to know God does not change. Now it can be that it is something that you feel uncomfortable, eh? Particularly young people, if all that happen in life is because of God's unchanging will, you can ask the question, what is then left of human freedom? Are we like puppets bound with invisible wires from above? Or is God's unchangeableness a comfort for you? A reason to rely on, a gracious trust in God in the midst at times in life of adversity, of disappointments or discouragements, times of grief and pain of life, discomfort, what we have read in God's word, but you, Lord, are the same. You shall endure forever. And therefore, with the help of the Lord, I want to meditate upon God's unchangeableness. This attribute, this quality of God, who He is and remains forever who He is. Not just a doctrinal, propositional exposition, but here, as in Psalm 102, what it means personally for you and me, that the Lord does not change. And therefore, in light of Psalm 102, concerning the unchanging God, three brief main thoughts this night. In the first place, who we are. In the second place, what we need. And in the third place, how we can receive what we need. So that in life and in death, that we can live and die with that comfort. To know Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So in the first place then, who we are. Because friends, this psalm, the Lord shows us really who we are. The psalmist lets us know that he is overwhelmed, he is troubled, he is distressed, he is in need. Because, and that is the reason for his crying out to the Lord, the verses 1 and 2, a call for help, why he poured out his complaint before the Lord. Because he says in verse 3, for my days are consumed like smoke. Verse 11, my days are like a shadow that declines. My life, he says, is transitory. It goes by, it slips away. Now when you are young, maybe you say, well, that is not the way I see life, but talk to your grandparents, and they will tell you, life slips away. This is who we are. Our life ultimately vanishes like smoke, withers away like grass, passes away like an evening shadow. What more, the psalmist, for the psalmist, this is a gripping reality in his life. This may be also a sober reminder for all of us this night. A gripping reality, an absorbing thought. So much that in verse 4 we read that he forgets to eat. Verse 5 that he loses weight, reduces to skin and bones, cleaves to my skin. Verse 7, he lies awake, sleepless nights. And when he eats and when he drinks, verse 9, I have eaten ashes like bread, mingled my drink with weeping with tears. Now, young people, modern psychology would diagnose this psalmist with clinical depressive, maybe. But this distressing thought, the reality in life, nothing is permanent. Nothing will last forever. Passes, vanishes, withers away. And even the psalmist cannot escape this. And for sure, maybe there are some among you, there can be times in our life that it seems that the rug is pulled from under you. That you lose ground under your feet. The unsteadiness, the instability in life, and a fleeting. On personal level, relationships changes. For us as older ones, authority structures sometimes changes. In families, I think maybe some of you still remember that in the past the family was sitting around the table. Breakfast in the morning, supper in the evening, very, very stable. There was conversation. And now Those are the rare moments in family life, to sit as family around the table. And if so, sometimes even the social media continue at the table, if it is not restricted. Changes, that is what we experience. And maybe for the children, sometimes the summers, they seem to be endless. Maybe you remember that, parents. But when you come older, time quickly passes by. Even the summers seem short. That is your experience. There is change. That is the experience of the psalmist that we consider this night. What God's word tells us this night, to remind us when he looks at his life. To be honest, when we look on our life, his years, he says, are like days. And his days vanishes like smoke, passes like a shadow. Verse 24, my days are shortened, cut short. Even in verse 25, do not take me away, my God, amidst, in the middle of my day. So what is echoed in Psalm 103, as for men, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes it. For the wind passes over it, it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. Have you ever noticed of a famous person in times past, maybe renowned in his time when he lived, and now his or her place, nobody knows. And so, this reality for us to be reminded, one day, your place, my place, no more. Psalm 39, the test, my days are a hand breath. Mine age is as nothing before you. Every man at his best state, it is altogether vanity. Friends, pause for a moment tonight. Be reminded by God's word, the fleeting away of your and my life. Do you begin to see the distress and the need of the psalmist of 102? Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. And when the reality of life, with its sin and disappointment, with its fruitful years, barren years, health, sickness, riches, poverty, this gripping reality, the brevity of life is realized, is experienced. And yes, maybe many times we just want to push it away. But here the Lord speaks to us. This gripping reality of the brevity of life. People who were strong in years past, physically, mentally, emotionally, and now. That you meet them sometimes, the brokenness of the body and the forgetfulness of the mind and the frailty of life. Gripping reality. It is maybe very contrasting message from God's word tonight in the world in which we live. And we live in a time of predicting and planning for the future. And we take it also for granted that it's normal parts of life. Statistics, probability, computer projections. That seems to be the prophecy department of the secular humanism for the foreseeable future. Computer programs, the phone that always ping, ping, when we are supposed to answer the incoming message. Living in a society which you and I are part of, a society that desperately seeks for a secure future. Everything must be planned. Everything must be predicted to the finest detail. And then in the midst of that, to hear tonight, maybe in the busyness of life, maybe you are already planning tonight for this coming week. And in the midst of all that, the question comes to us, that the Lord reminds us through His Word, through the Psalmist of 110:2, but also you see throughout Scripture, for example, James asked this question, what is now your life really? James answered that question, for you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Isaac Watts wrote once, time like an ever-rolling stream bears all his sins away, then fly forgotten as a dream. Congregation, friends, this is who we are, you and I. Our life is changing, is fleeting, is brief. Psalmist in Psalm 90, for all our days are passed away, we spend our years as a tale that is told, the years of our years, the days of our years, even 70, 80, it is soon cut off. And then, each of us, we will stand alone before the Lord, before God's judgment seat. And therefore, in the second place, what do we need? The psalmist knows that too, but you, O Lord, shall endure forever. You abide forever. You remain. What does that now mean? Let me illustrate this, weak as the illustration might be. Imagine there is a river that goes through the mountains, mountain range, winding and winding, winding to the mountains. And on that winding river, there are several boats with people, because of the winding nature of the river. And those people sometimes cannot see one another, and times they change their mind, and they do not expect in the next turn. But when you stand on top of that mountain, you see the entire winding river with the people on those boats. You are the same. You know what windings and turns the river make. You see, each person is at the same distance from you, from either side of the mountain. Even when those people do not experience you, your presence, but it does not change you, you remain the same. Now, with reference, this is God, the Lord, but you remain the same. He is ever close to His people. He oversees what is going on in your life. Verse 19, Psalm 110:2. For He looked down from the height of His sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth. But maybe you say, I do not experience that now. If you know what goes on in my heart, what goes on in my life, maybe you have to say tonight, there are windings and turns in my life. But friends, does that now change? Does that now change the Lord? And the Lord of which the psalmist also testified, but you, Lord, shall endure forever for your remembrance unto all generations, your years, not days, your years throughout all generations, verse 24. When the psalmist even has to say, of the universe, of the stars, the heavens, examples of stability, of unchangeableness, stars shining for over hundreds of years, so clear and visible in the night, the same place, the same position in the universe. Of that, the psalmist has to say in verse 26, they shall perish. All of them shall be waxed old like a garment. They shall be changed. And in the midst of even the changes of the universe, but, he says of the Lord, you shall endure. You are the same, and your years have no end. He is unchangeable. For I am the Lord. I change not. And therefore, in him, there is a place of refuge. He is the unchangeable rock for the people that change so often. For the psalmist, and maybe it is you, afflicted, overwhelmed, crying out to the Lord. You who realizes that your life is far from stable, and that your life withers away, vanishes, passes away. But also that by grace that you may realize and testify that the Lord is your only hope, rock solid hope, but you Lord, are the same. You know what that means in our life? It is like a wood chopper. He shakes the tree and then cut the tree. But then he sees a bird. And every time he shakes a tree that needs to be chopped, that bird escapes to the next tree. And to the next tree, no rest, till the wood chopper is ready to cut the last tree. And then the bird escapes and flies to a mountain rock and finds rest. That is the Lord for a people that feel so many times there are changes in their life, that feel that their life is vanishing away. This is the Lord, the faithful, covenant-keeping Jehovah, the same, from generation to generation, forever and ever. This rock of ages, the only rock of which can be said, rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Shall you do it this week? Of which the psalmist says in 62, he is my rock and my salvation. This Lord, of which the psalmist testified, but you are the same and your years have no end. You are the same, unchangeable. Yes, unchangeable in his promises. Also for an afflicted one, as we see in Psalm 102, he promises before they call, says the Lord, I will answer. When you are yet speaking, I will hear. This unchangeable Lord is unchangeable in his love. For I, says the Lord, I have loved you with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn you. Then this Jehovah is unchangeable in his nearness. For he has said, I will never leave you, neither forsake you. And yes, he is also unchangeable in his judgment. But the wicked are like a troubled sea, when it cannot rest. There is no peace, says my God to the wicked. And thus the psalmist in 102, when the brevity and the changes of life grips him, is afflicted, is overwhelmed, cries to the Lord. Friends, to whom else shall you go? To the Lord who is the unchangeable one, from everlasting to everlasting the same. Is it a comfort for you that he is the unchanging one, that is your only hope and rest, as it was for the psalmist? And maybe you listen and you wonder. And maybe in the circumstances of your life you think, that is what I need. This rest outside myself in this only rock of salvation, Christ. To know the comfort of God's unchangeableness while I am so changeable. When in times of affliction, emotional, physical suffering, when life is so overwhelming at times, to know the rock of ages for the numbered days of my life. Well, friends, that comfort can be received, is freely offered also this night. The psalmist knew of this as he prayed in the midst of his affliction and the overwhelming in his life poured out his heart before the Lord, sees his urgent condition and the brevity of life, when he sets his hope upon the immutable and unchangeable, faithful and everlasting Lord of the covenant. The psalmist says in verse 17, he will regard, that's the Lord, he will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. And how will the Lord do that? How will the Lord do? Because of any merit in you? How can we receive that comfort to live in this new week? With all the challenges that you face in life, maybe cares and concerns that you have brought into church this night, how can you continue in this new week to know this Lord, this unchangeable rock of salvation, is my God? Well, friends, that brings us by chapter 1 of the Epistles of the Hebrews. And the apostle opens the letter to the Hebrew. The Lord shows us who Christ is. He is more excellent than the angels, more than Moses. Christ, that is what the apostle sets forth in this letter. The excellencies of Christ. Immediately in chapter 1 already. And how does the apostle do that? Well, the apostle points to 6 portions of the Old Testament, and in particular, he does that by referring to the book of Psalms. And for example, if you read again, maybe tonight, Hebrews 1, and you come by verse 5, he refers to Psalm 2, verse 7. You are my son, this day I have begotten thee. Verse 6 of Hebrews 1. Psalm 97, verse 9. Let all the angels of God worship him. Verse 7 refers to Psalm 104, verse 4. Verse 8, Psalm 45, verse 7. Verse 13, Psalm 110, verse 1. But also, the verses 10 to 12, where the apostle cites the verses 26 to 28 of Psalm 102. For you, Lord, but now referring to Christ, in the beginning has laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They shall pass, but you remain, and they shall wax old as dust garment, and the vesture shall you fold them, and they shall be changed, but you are the same, and your years shall not fail. Congregation, Psalm 102 speaks of the Messiah, of Christ. Here, Psalm 102, the one that prays in distress, who experienced the brevity of life. The psalmist is a type of Christ, who in the deepest sense, much more than the psalmist, much more than you and I have ever been, was overwhelmed in the Garden of Gethsemane, was afflicted, judgment at Gabbatha, and who cried out and poured out his complaint on Golgotha, but experienced that his prayer was not regarded, neither heard by his Father. And for whom? Well, the psalmist speaks also for who? Verse 13, you shall arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time of her favor the set time has come. Verse 28, the children of your servant shall continue, and their seed shall be established before you. This unchangeable God, this Lord of the covenant, who is the same forever and even now, can and shall meet fallen, changeable, afflicted, overwhelmed people, a people such as you and I, only and because for the sake of Christ. That is the wonder of the gospel of grace this evening. With all the changes and those things that are going on in your life, maybe with the brevity of life in view, maybe with the uncertainties in your life, maybe in loneliness, maybe times of being alone, this unchangeable, faithful, covenant-keeping Lord, the everlasting one, in Christ, has mercy upon you. As the time of to favor us, favor her is come. Then in Christ there is mercy. Then in Christ there is grace. Then in Christ there is forgiveness. And then in Christ, he will regard the prayer of the destitute and will not despise your prayer. That are those times that you truly can rest in this unchangeable God for Christ's sake, who also tonight invites earnestly and willingly and readily, come to me, all that are labor and heavy laden, with all your anxiety, with all your cares in life, with all your concerns, and I will give you rest. Rest for your soul. O friends, rest in him. But you, Lord, remains. Remains. Even now. At the right hand of the Father. Remains. Remains concerned with the cares and concerns for his children. He is the same who intercedes even now for each of his children. And he looks from his sanctuary, in this sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold and sees the earth. And he sees his people. And he sees you, maybe afflicted, maybe overwhelmed, maybe challenged in life. And he is the same. He hears your cry. Verse 20, hear the groaning of the prisoner, and regard the prayer of the destitute, and will not despise your prayer. Maybe your prayer, abide with me. Fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens. Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpers. Oh, abide with me. But then to know of this unchangeable God, he is the same. So it was for the psalmist of old. So it was for the author of the Hebrews. And so it is now for you. For who we are, life is short, full of changes, and what we need is God's unchangeable comfort in the midst of adversity and disappointments and discouragement and grief and pain of life. But this comfort, for Christ's sake, but you, Lord, remain the same. You shall endure forever. And so it is now. In Christ alone, his steadfast love, in his faithfulness and his forgiveness, to know and see, even this evening, but you, Lord, remain the same. Remain the same for Christ's sake. And that, friends, also for this new week, presents mercy and grace. provide comfort and hope, and provide courage and faith. To whom else shall you then go? Here is Christ, who offers a safe anchor for the storms of life, who offers perseverance for the battles of life. He provides patience for the cares of life, and offers strength for the burdens of life. And he provides light for the shadows of light, and he extends hope for the end of life. Here is the unchangeable God, for Christ's sake, who is the same and remain faithful. Oh, take then refuge in him. He welcomes a people that are overwhelmed and troubled and distressed and are in need. And he waits. And he welcomes you also this night. Jesus, the same, yesterday, today, forevermore. No other name can save, deliver and restore. Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we'll apply your word to our hearts and life, and that we so may experience that you are not changing, and that you remain our rock and our salvation, and only for Christ's sake. And so remember us in your mercy, that we may meditate upon your word, that it draws us closer to you and find rest in Christ and him alone. And we pray it in his name.